Thoughts on Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. The Jews have come back to God through Malachi. They've argued with him. What have we said against you? And so on. So God says, right, you want to know what you've said? God spells it out. You have said, it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. Malachi chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. God spells it out. You've said harsh things against me. What hard things? Well, this. And he spells it out in detail. For God has heard every word. Are we listening, my friends? Are you listening to this? Am I listening to it? God hears every word. And every idle word is to be accounted for, so we're told, by Christ. God reads every thought. He senses every feeling. You look at the way these people talk. When people talk, you know, when I talk, when you talk, we give the game away. Now, what are they talking about? What's their concern? It's not right and wrong. It's not obedience to God's law and his covenant. Oh, no. It's personal gain. It's all about self. It's not about God at all. It's about happiness. It's about themselves. And this is what makes them tick. I say this is a very relevant word today. Many are, I think, taken with the Spirit. I think some preachers, not a few, many perhaps, are guilty of this, encouraging believers to think of self and happiness and feeling, prosperity, health, happiness, well-being, self, I say, not God. Read, look at the words. Yet you have said, it is futile. Yeah, there's a strong word, isn't it? Futile to serve God. What do we gain? There's the word, you see. They're giving the game away. Gain, that's what we're after. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements? See, God's on the side of futile requirements and going about like mourners. Well, the arrogant are blessed. Those who are proud, they're blessed, happy. This is what we're after, happiness. Evildoers prosper. Oh, that's what we're after, prosperity, the prosperity gospel. And even those who challenge God escape. These are the words, futile, gain, blessed, happy, prosperous, escape. Oh, me, self. What's in it for me? I believe that that is something of the spirit, not of the age, it is of the age. Of course, it's the spirit of the world. But I'm fearing that it's becoming too much the spirit of many churches and for many believers. Unbeliever, don't get caught with this. Our first and great concern is God and eternity, not here and now and our prosperity and happiness. Of course we want to be happy. Of course we want to be well. But God must be glorified. And believer, does it need driving home? My business is to cry, behold the Lamb, and live for the glory of God. Let's not be taken with the world's way. What's in it for me, me, me? Me is the great God today. As Luther said, me is the great Pope. Self is the great Pope. That's the great Pope. Oh, God, deliver us from self in that sense. We don't want words like this. This is what God hears. May he not hear it from my heart. May he not read it there. May he not hear it from my voice. May my thoughts be full of God, abiding in him, loving him, serving him, pleasing him. May that be my business here below.